Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
Good afternoon. You're with Our Village. And a beautiful day it is.
It certainly
is. Nice and sunny. We're going to get out and play some golf.
You know, the Erhausen Greenhouse people will be very happy
about
this weather.
They're
going to
be busy today.
I'll say.
Bring those plants up and make them look good. That's right over... Is that close to West Ridge?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's in Lincolnwood.
And we have a very special guest here from West Ridge today.
We do. As our special guest today, we have Amy Zander, who is the executive director of the West Ridge Chamber of Commerce.
And has done one terrific job. And we've got, of course, Matt on the board. And his dinner is going well. We're up to, what was it?
876.
All right.
Still no bride.
No bride.
No bride, yes.
No.
No.
And Amy's not available.
Days, no
she's taken.
And Chris, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
I know you are.
Yeah.
I've been with you all day.
All day and all for day. 39 years.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Is that a kick to get a gift pretty soon? Is that the remind the old man?
I'm always available to receive gifts.
So, and Amy... You're terrific.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad you could come today.
Thanks for having me.
And you got a couple of things to say first, right, Chris?
Yes. In fact, you know, we also are going to be joined a little bit later on today by Peggy Finnegan, who is the principal of St. Margaret Mary's School in West Ridge. This is going to be kind of an all West Ridge program today. And maybe we ought to explain to people, too, where exactly West Ridge is once we start getting into the neighborhood events. So, Amy, and we can talk about that. Also, we're going to be hearing from Pat Mahowski, who works for Maria Pappas, the Cook County Treasurer, and will be sharing with us some different things having to do with activities for Asian Month, which is the month of May. And the West Ridge community is a very diverse community, having also a lot of people from the West Ridge area. But, you know, we mentioned as we were opening the program about the heat and the humidity today, and the folks at Erhausen Greenhouses, of course, have been in the Lincolnwood area for many, many years now. In fact, 89 years. It's been a family-owned business. They're open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 5, but during the week 8 to 8. All of their plants are grown in their Lincolnwood greenhouse, so they're all professionally cared for and done. They have a wonderful selection of products and all just top grade, much better quality than you would find if you go to some of the outlets where people tend to pick up plants quickly, because these are they have so much more durability to them and more buds and all kinds of things that help the plant look
good.
They're
generally healthier.
Right. And we had Nick Erhausen on with us last week talking just a little bit about the timing of the planting season. So it is here, folks. But visit Erhausen Greenhouses at 6973 Northeast Prairie Road in Lincolnwood. That's just on the border of West Ridge and the very far north side of Chicago. Their phone number is 847-675-1573. Much better to stop in or visit them online at erhausengreenhouses.com. And that's Erhausen, U-R-H-A-U-S-E-N, Erhausen Greenhouses in Lincolnwood. So that's a good time to go over there now.
Okay. And Amy?
Yes.
Amy Zander.
That's me.
What do you do for a living?
I am the executive director of the West Ridge Chamber of Commerce.
Well, you've taken a very difficult area and you're rebuilding it very nicely.
We are. We're really working to bring some new businesses to the neighborhood and kind of spruce it up.
How many different ethnic languages are there? Do you know?
There's got to be over 20 or 30 different
right.
languages that are
really?
Spoken in the neighborhood.
Oh, my.
Well, you've done an outstanding job there.
Thank you.
You're bringing them all together, and everybody seems to be very happy about it. And what can you tell us?
Well, West Ridge, just to kind of give people an idea of where we're located, we are west of Ridge. We're in the city of Chicago, the neighborhood west of Ridge. We are south of the Evanston border, and we are north of Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lincolnwood actually borders us to the west.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the furthest northwest you can pretty much get
on that lake
in
shore
that little
area,
lakeshore
really,
area. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's considered West Ridge. It's West Rogers Park. Some people know it as. Mm-hmm. Depends on who you talk to. But
but there's definitely a distinct history to West Ridge versus
yes.
Rogers Park.
Yeah, there's definitely a distinction. If you talk to the Historical Society, it is West Ridge.
I I got my lesson one day. I went over to the Historical Society. Great lady over there. Knows everything that's ever happened in that area.
She does, Mary Jo.
And I said Rogers Park. And I think if she'd have been maybe a male and 6 foot two, she'd have knocked me through the window. But she was very nice about
it. Wanted you to get it right.
And she wanted, yeah, she made sure that I got it right before I left there. And I found that very interesting, that there are just these two, too many people just say, well, Rogers Park. Well, but there's two Rogers
Park. Or West Rogers Park, and that's really doesn't quite do the trick, In fact, that's the home of the famous historical bungalows.
Yes.
A lot of them.
We have tons of historic bungalows. We have a big historic bungalow association in the neighborhood. Many of the people who own the bungalows have entered in the competitions. There's a citywide competition. We have a couple of winners in our neighborhood in Westridge. So it's really... it's a big bungalow neighborhood, but we also have, you know, lots of apartments and now condos coming in. So
yeah, it's a well-mixed neighborhood.
It is. It's very well-mixed.
How long have you been there?
I have been working there for, it'll be 2 years in July already.
Really?
Yeah.
That long?
Already. I can't believe it.
I'm getting old.
It's a big job, though. And, you know, I know you have a lot of things that you have on your itinerary for, you know, the coming year.
We do. We're really busy. We're doing lots of events for the community as a whole. One of our biggest events is actually coming up this June. It's our second annual Tournament of Heroes softball game. It's where the 24th District Police Officers play a game against the Westridge Firefighters. It's a great time. It's held at Thillen Stadium. Thillen's is over at the corner of Devon and Kedzie.
Who's going to win?
Last year it was the fireman won last year.
That's
so
right.
We'll see. I don't know.
Do you play in? No,
I don't play. No, I kind of run the behind the scenes.
Do you have to pay for this or just?
No, it's
on the park.
We just do it at the park. Chicago Park District took over Thillen Stadium, I think about a year, maybe 2 years ago. They're really, really great to us there, and they've remodeled the entire. It's a Cubs Care Stadium now.
It's a beautiful
stadium. They've really done a lot of work. Alderman Stone, the 50th Ward, was really involved in getting that park taken care of.
I know you worked hard at that, and I'm sure you worked very hard at
it. Yeah, we're really excited about it. It's a nice thing to see in our neighborhood. It's nice. We have lots of kids from all over the city that play Little League there, plus all sorts of other events that they host.
So they have something there every day? Or
I think pretty much over the summer. It's almost every day. There's different teams and leagues. I think that they do kind of like the World Series of the Park District teams is there at the end of the summer. So it's really a gem that we have, and not everyone knows about it. So
they ought to move the Cubs there.
Yeah, we got a lot.
The
little Wrigley Field.
Get a little closer.
Yeah, hit the balls into the river back there.
Well, if my memory serves me correctly, I don't know if it does. Didn't they actually have Class B ball played at Thillen's at one time? Like, you know, the minor leagues of the major.
I don't know.
Ballpark?
No, I actually don't know.
Maybe not.
The stadium is built, I think, for Little League and around that area.
It's a two field stadium now. I don't know if it always was. It may have been bigger at one point, but now it's two different. There's a smaller field and then a little bit larger field, but it has regulation on the pitcher's mound. It's really like going to an actual professional ball game because they take the time to really measure everything out, the base distances, the curve of the mound. Everything's really
very nice.
Very, very nice.
Yeah. And that's run by the city?
That is the Chicago Park District now, It hasn't always been, but it is now.
Well, you've got a good park district up in your area.
We do. We have lots of parks.
And they're very well run.
Yeah, they are. They are, definitely. We have Warren Park and Indian Boundary Park. There's too many to even list, but they're great.
Do you get much into that, or do you help them promote anything?
We don't. If we get information from them, we do promote it. We work with the City of Chicago. We are one of the delegate agencies from the City of Chicago, so anything that the city asks us to work with, we do. The Park District, sometimes. kind of, you know, here and there, but we definitely work with them on, you know, day camp, letting people know registration, all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. You're kind of a clearing ground for information within the community,
definitely,
too.
Anyone can come to us, and we have pretty much, if they need something, we'll either find it. If we don't already have it, we will find it for them.
Right. And, you know, if anyone would like to talk to us on the air today and perhaps, you know, add some information about West Ridge or ask us some questions, our number here at the station is 708-493-1530. So please do call in, 708-493-1530.
So, you keep referring to we. How many staff do you have?
Just me. I'm it. I'm we. I actually do a volunteer board of directors, 13 volunteers do work with us. Yeah, they're a good group. They're very interested in the community, but as far as staff, I'm it.
So you're kind of accountable for everything that goes on.
Yeah, I guess I am. I kind of do all, I do everything, the office work and work with the city, and if I'm not there, then things are not happening, I guess.
If it rains, they're going to blame you, too. You know?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you work at all with the alderman's office?
We do. We work very closely with the alderman's office. Most of our service area is in the 50th Ward, so we deal primarily with Alderman Stone's office. He's been a great help to us, really working with us on a lot of different projects. Recently, we just started with the city and with the Alderman Stone's office, the Devon Avenue SPIF, it's the Small Business Improvement Fund, which is great. It's an opportunity for businesses to get a $50,000 grant to do remodeling work to their businesses.
They don't do that all over the city yet, do they?
This is this particular program is part of the TIF district. There's a Devon Western TIF district. So there are not TIFs all over. There's many areas that do have TIF districts, but not, it's not something that every single street has.
It must be going well, because I read some in one of the newspapers the other day that they want to take this plan to the whole city with it.
Really?
Yeah, they want to break it up into these smaller type of things where one community needs this and another community needs that, and kind of direct their way more into a pointed area so they can help each community as what they would, you know, have to have or what they feel
exactly
is
needed. It really helps with funding. I mean, there's not a whole, the city doesn't have unlimited funds to do improvements to different neighborhoods. So these TIF districts are kind of a way to generate funds for that community and get things done that maybe might not get done for years and years because there isn't any money. So this is a good way to generate money pretty quickly.
How many people do you have in your organization?
Our chamber, our membership is actually 136 members right now. Which is a pretty big chamber as far as chambers go. We're probably in the medium to upper. We have all sorts of businesses, small businesses, large businesses, people, mom and pop kind of places. You know, we've got hospitals, you name it. We've got a big, diverse group, but it's very reflective of the neighborhood.
And, you know, the chambers of commerce, of course, I think most people realize that they deal with businesses in the area to help promote business and for the neighborhood itself, promote the neighborhood. But do you also work a lot with the residents in the community?
We do.
In an indirect way, perhaps?
We do. We offer a membership to residents who are interested in becoming a member of the chamber. That's something that's out there for them if they feel the need to want to get a little bit more involved. But we do. We work with a lot of the community groups. You know, the Bungalow Association, we've talked with them. There's a garden club. We have spoken with them. So there's quite a few different organizations. The schools, definitely. Lots of work with the schools. So, yeah, we really get involved. It's a chamber, especially in the city, chambers kind of encompass not just the business community, but the entire area.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also because the Westridge community, like so many of the neighborhoods in Chicago, are diverse, as we said, not only ethnically, but there are single couples, there are single people, there are families with children. So there's so many different aspects to what makes up a community. And
exactly.
It's not only the businesses, it's just the whole complexion and look of the neighborhood itself.
Definitely, and it makes a big impact on how things happen. If you want your residents to be happy with your business district, and your business district depends on people from the community to keep them going.
Mm-hmm.
So we really need to all work together to keep things going.
Right. And we had also heard that the University of Illinois is going to be doing a presentation this Friday.
This Friday night, they are.
The Indo-American Center?
The Indo-American Center, which is located on California, just south of Devon. What they're doing, U of I has a group of urban planning students that took an interest in our community. They drove up here from Champaign-Urbana, came out and checked out the neighborhood, took some drawings and sketches, looked at kind of what we have, what we might need going forward in the future. And basically they had a website going, and now they're coming to our neighborhood on Friday night to present their plan of what they think Westridge could use to bring us, you know, a little bit higher up, going forward, just kind of what kind of improvements we'll need. So
would this improvements maybe be just structured around the businesses and they would pay for it, or
some of it
be some of the city or state government
a little bit of all of that. Some of it, I know they're looking at, you know, facade improvements. We have a lot of historic buildings that were built in the early 1900s in our neighborhood that, you know, are historic and haven't maybe been as well preserved as we would like. So some of it is taking what there is and suggesting improvements. Some of it is, you know, putting in markers so people will know when they come to our community. Much like in Lincoln Square, they have an archway. In Little Village, they have a big archway that goes across the street. Something like that to kind of define the neighborhood so people will know. And then also they were looking at the parks. I had heard that they had talked about maybe a suggestion of putting a swimming pool in at Warren Park.
Oh.
Because we don't have a pool in the neighborhood. So.
There is a golf course over there.
Robert Black.
Someone, do you? Uh-huh. Is that part of your area?
That is. That golf course does fall under our area. It's a 9-hole golf course.
Have you played it?
I have played it.
It's a tough little course.
It is not easy. And I'm not a good golfer, but it's hard.
A sporty course, as they say.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's a great little gym that, you know, everyone, if you're a golfer, it's definitely a great place to hit and to, you know, check it out.
I used to go there. If we were going to go to, like, a tournament on the weekend or whatever, I'd go there to practice.
Yeah.
Get your easy iron shots up, and the putting greens used to be unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of fun to try to.
Yeah, it's a great place, and
it is a good place.
Not a lot of people know about it, I don't think.
Yeah, not too many neighborhood communities have their own.
No, I think we're one of the only ones. One of the only parks. There, I know there's one down by the lakefront, but one of the few parks within the city that actually have a golf course.
Yes, because I think Edgebrook has Edgebrook Golf Course, but I don't think that's necessarily considered to be part of the park district.
Yeah, I think it's part of the Forest Preserve
It might be. Yeah, the way they divide these out.
Yeah, I think they're divided out, but this is, I think, one of the only ones in the park.
So there may be a pool then, because they have an ice rink.
They do have an ice rink. They have a skateboard area, which not very many parks have as well, but they're, I know the U of I students did look into the fact that a pool would be a great addition. So maybe one day that might be something that the park district will consider.
Certainly a good goal to go after.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be a nice addition.
And
it's a huge park.
Now, at this event on Friday, we had mentioned it's this Friday, May the 11th, at the Indo-American Center at 6328 North California. It starts at 6:30 in the evening. Are residents of the community as well invited?
Yes, definitely. We would love to get more input from the residents, especially because a lot of these things will pretty much directly affect them. Of course, the business community, definitely, we'd like them to come because it's kind of shaping the way the area might look, but as far as their businesses, it won't really have too much to do with their actual business, but more about what the community is going to look like going forward and, you know, how we're going to attract future residents, you know, what kind of property we're going to have going forward, if it's going to be more condos, more single family homes, more rentals, whatever it might be. So it's a great project, and we definitely encourage all, you know, anyone who's interested in our community to come on out. Even if you don't live there, it's worth it to come out and check it out.
Well, sure, because what applies in the Westridge community can certainly apply
anywhere
to. Yep. And the city is just in this really huge gentrification or just mode of change.
Yeah, everyone seems to be going through it, not just our neighborhood.
I look at it as that community. When I first came out here, a long time ago, they actually had airplanes, so. And I lived over in East Rogers Park, but it was a much different atmosphere. But it, you know, you've watched this over the years, and I noticed your area has come up so much in the last, since you've taken it over.
It's really changed. We actually are getting a Starbucks. We just found out it's opening next week, so we're pretty excited about that. That's something new to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Big news. But we've seen lots of, you know, a lot of the stores are trying to go a little bit more high-end and, you know, redoing their fronts and their facades to kind of attract that high-end shopper, which is totally something different that we haven't seen recently in our neighborhood. So things are changing.
And great restaurants, too.
Great restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
lots
all over
of restaurants.
The city, there's great restaurants.
Yeah. But there's a nice sampling of different places.
Yeah, different. Lots of different kinds of restaurants, lots of different ethnicities. We have a lot of Indian food. You can get kosher food, a lot of kosher restaurants. So it's really, you name it, you can probably find it on Devon Avenue.
Yeah, I think so.
What do you plan to do? Devon is a nice street.
Yes.
But do you have any plans to change that in any way? Or?
A couple things we're working on. The biggest thing that we're excited about is our special service area for Devon Avenue is starting up in November. Basically what these are is as a tool to kind of, you know, help improve the neighborhood, the city designates special service areas. So we went through the process last summer, and it's going to be happening in November. And what it'll do is give us some funding so that we're able to put in flower planters, work to help, you know, with help the businesses take care of sidewalk sweeping, just general things that go above and beyond special services that the city cannot provide to us.
Mm-hmm.
So that we're really looking forward to that. It'll really make a big difference, we think, in just the appearance of the street and working to maybe do some more advertising programs to attract more shoppers to the community.
Very good.
Interesting.
I'm going to let Amy take a rest. We've been beating up on you long enough.
All right.
Take a breather.
A couple of minutes.
All right.
Then you'll be back fighting again. I do want to say, though, Alderman Stone was reelected.
Yes, he was.
So
for how many years is this now? 38 years, I think.
Yeah, I think this is an additional four. So
Right. This will be going on to over 40
years. Over 40 years.
Getting up there.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And Alderman Stone did want us to thank all of the voters out there in the community for reelecting him, and looks forward to serving for the next 4 years. And, of course, this is the 50th ward of which Westridge is a part.
And with all the things you've got going, Amy, it's good in a way. I don't declare the Republican or Democrat. I'm just a fellow. But it's good in a way that you've got the same alderman working with you, because it won't throw upheaval into everything, you know.
Yeah, we've got things going pretty well.
It just keeps on going.
Yeah, it just keeps going.
But then a new guy comes in, the first thing he's going to say, I don't want to go in that direction, I want to go in this direction.
So we kind of know where we're going for right now, which is good. So we're looking forward to working with him for the next couple of years.
Good. Well, hold on a minute. We'll get back to you.
All right. Yeah, here's
Chris?
The thing.
You want to make some money?
I'm always ready.
All right.
Yes. And to help our fine advertisers and supporters do the same, here's a fellow who is actually just right on the border of Westridge. In fact, I'm not even sure that this doesn't count as Westridge. He's on Devon Avenue, just at Lincoln. So that might
That's right at the edge.
That probably is. A caring concept to help you be at home. Dennis Lemke and Laura Hartley own a caring concept, and they're number one with immediate and personal response to your needs, whether you need help with ambulation, assisting you preparing meals, doing light housekeeping, assisting you perhaps with your daily personal care and grooming, accompanying you away from home. They provide homemaker companions, certified nurses aides, and private duty aides, and they offer these helpful people on either a short-term or a long-term basis, 24/7 as they say, or less, whatever your needs might be. The agency is licensed, bonded, and insured. They do not require a contract, so that's excellent. You can use them just as you need them. And perhaps you're recovering from surgery or you have a disability of some sort, you need that little extra help to just help you stay at home. A caring concept can certainly accommodate you. Give them a call at 773-539-6600. That's 773-539-6600. Their website, acaringconcept.com, will give you even more information about their services. Dennis Lemke, very well known in the community.
And a great, great gentleman. I like Dennis very, very much. He's a good, honest fellow.
Yes, and you know, the White Eagle may not be in any particular community in Chicago. They're in Niles, but my goodness, they've been in the in the hearts and minds of people through the last, 40, 50 years, 60-year reputation, actually, for the highest quality of food service and value. The White Eagle is offering, once again this year, their Ultimate Mother's Day Banquet. And that's going to be a place where you can take the entire family. They serve family style. The dinner is served at 3, but you want to get there around 2 o'clock when the door is open. They have a wonderful menu, served family style, as I said, that only the White Eagle can provide. A sweet table for dessert. Cash bar is available. Mr. Magic will be there, especially for the children. And entertainment by Chicago's own Ampelaires as well. Adults, $25 per person is the cost, and children are only $12, and that's between the ages of 3 and 12. That price includes tax and gratuity. Give the White Eagle Banquets and Restaurant a call today to reserve your space for Mother's Day, because it's only about a week and a half away. The number is 847-647-0660. That's 847-647-0660. Or visit their website, thewhiteeagle.com, and you can view their photo gallery and see their entire menu for other functions.
Very good. They have great food, too. I like it there.
Wonderful food. Yeah. We partake of it often, as often as
we
can.
Yeah, we do. We do. We meet people there sometimes. Mm-hmm. I have been to banquets.
Yeah, you
That's
know.
Where Matt's going to have his dinner. It's at the White Eagle.
Yes.
Yeah, 1,000 people.
A lot of people think only... You can only have private functions there for, you know, funerals or weddings or whatever. But they have a restaurant, too, where you can go just as a couple, like us or a single person, and just go and have a wonderful meal and, once again, serve family style. So that's something a lot of people don't know about.
Well, no, it's a great place. You can service anybody.
And you take home all the leftovers.
Yeah?
You take home all the leftovers.
And you take home all the leftovers.
So then you don't have to cook another meal.
So, but, yeah, Matt, as I say, he's going to run 1,000 people through there. The toughest part about selling tickets for Matt's dinner, it's hard to talk people into that he's the new 6'4" quarterback from UCLA that's going to be taking over the Bears, right? People aren't buying this. So I'm having a lot of trouble with that.
Yeah.
Other than that, maybe I'll make up another type of Matt.
Yeah, he was actually at the Queen's dinner the other night, I think.
Were you, Matt?
Good times.
Huh?
Good times.
Good time.
We were watching the Kentucky Derby, and of course Queen Elizabeth was there. She was one of the, you know, obviously many, many people who viewed the Derby. And they were interviewing some fellow just as to what he would say to the
Here's
Queen if he was
guy.
Able to meet her. And he said something like, "Babe, let's go out for a drink."
They asked him, "What would you say if you ran into the Queen?" You know, this would be a pretty startling thing. He said, "I'd tell her, let's get on a 4th Street and shoot a couple, you know, have a few drinks."
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. There's America right there.
Right.
Oh,
very
boy.
Which is probably why they keep royalty separated from the Queen.
I don't think he ever did meet her. I don't think so either.
I'm sure she has a sense of humor, but
it only stretches so far.
Right.
I was surprised, actually, on a side note of that. You have to wait for her to put up her hand in order to shake it.
Uh-huh.
Her husband always has to walk 4 feet back.
I think that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. If somebody takes a shot and misses her, he won't get hit because he's back in the pile back there.
Amy and I are going to start this practice.
Yeah, start this practice, definitely.
4 feet back?
4 feet behind. Four.
That's all right.
Good.
The only thing is, it's going to bother you, because if I'm 4 feet behind, I want to be right. I like to be correct. So I'll have a stick with a point in it. So if you slow down, it'll hit you right in the back.
Times.
It'll get you right in the back every time, you know. That'd be a good idea. I think it's fun. Yeah. You going to pay the bill, too? I mean, you know, going to make it look real big?
That's when we step aside. Yeah, that's when you step over. Here's a place that doesn't cost an awful lot, but you can have an awful lot of fun here. The Edison Park Inn in Edison Park, which is at that very far northwest side corner of the city of Chicago. They have a website, so you can see all the great entertainment they have coming along at Edison Park Bowl on the second floor. It's edisonparkinn.net. They do have, as I mentioned, a second floor where they have the old-fashioned 8-lane bowling alley that you can book for private parties. They also have leagues, and they have music. pretty much on a regular basis.
Have you ever been there?
I have been there many times. I went to high school not far from there, so that's where we all meet up.
What high school
I went to Resurrection High School.
Did you?
So when we meet up with all of our high school friends, we
it's a great place,
head up to Edison Park. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a great place.
On that second floor, you can...
Great bowling alley. Lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Very reasonably priced bowling.
Yeah.
Yes, and just not even for private parties, but you can go up
anytime.
There, too, and enjoy music on the weekend.
Yeah, great.
I like their pizza, actually.
Great
food.
Wood-burning oven pizza. They've got this huge open pit where they cook the pizzas, so it's a great place. And they have billiards upstairs. And this weekend, actually, on Friday, they're going to be having the Party Patrol. That's a band. But this was kind of special. They have US 99, the American Country Radio Station, doing a remote there.
Oh, that
starts
great.
At 8 o'clock. So anybody who wants to go, maybe...
What's the name of the group?
Party Patrol. Apparently, it's a country band. I'm not familiar with the modern
band. I have no idea what it is.
But I think you better call ahead for information on perhaps, having admission. I don't know if you need to reserve space for that or not, but you better call to check out. Phone number is 773-775-1404, and the Edison Park Inn is located at 6715 North Olmsted in Edison Park, as I said, very far northwest side of Chicago. They're open 7 days a week, so for any time for dining or listening pleasure, and they have a full-service lounge with all sporting events on satellite and cable. Great place.
Sounds like it'd be a good night.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to go?
Hey, sure, why not? I like it there. It's a good time.
Oh, these new groups, I don't, I'm old. I don't understand some of it. I was in it when people had names. They'd say, that was, like the Glenn Miller group. Oh, yeah, I know those, yeah. But the Tea and Cup Saucer group, I don't know who the heck they are. What do they do? Do they dance, play? What do they do?
Yeah, I know. They sound so foreign to us. Old
well, types. I try to get in line, but sometimes I miss. So now we're back to you, Amy.
All right. I'm ready.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, I won't pursue that.
Took a little sip of water there and freshened up the throat.
Is that water? Is that, maybe a little vodka or something?
Well, I don't know. We all have the same. So I think
let's hope it's water.
We'll all go down the same
speed. Yeah, really.
We're going to be having Peggy Finnegan call in a few minutes, who's the principal of St. Margaret Mary School. That's a grade school in West Ridge. And she's going to be telling us a little bit about what's going on for a camp around the world that they have and a little bit about St. Margaret Mary School.
And this is in your area.
It is. It is in our area. And St. Margaret Mary is a great school. They're members of the Chamber of Commerce, we're very proud to say. So happy to hear what she's got to say today.
Good. And I think we might have her with us.
Hello.
Hello, Peggy.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
How are you today, Peggy?
Oh, hi, Fred. Thanks to both of you for giving me the gift of this time. And hi, Amy, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I can't complain.
Good.
Nobody will listen anyway.
That's true. That's usually my next line.
So, Peggy, is it true that when you teach children how to spell principal, just like in the old days, it's P-A-L at the end because the principal is my pal, right?
I certainly hope so. I do believe in that.
And you've got some wonderful programs, of course, all year at St. Margaret Mary. Tell us a little bit about the school first, the history perhaps a little bit. How long has it been there?
Certainly. We've been, what I like to say, a pride of the North Side since 1921, the school has been here. And we have pre-kindergarten ages 3, starting with age 3, and going all the way up to 8th grade. All of our teachers are certified. Let me ask you this. How many of you there remember your first teacher?
Oh,
I do.
Everybody does.
I can even tell you some of the stories that she told me.
That's tremendous because, in all honesty, many people don't. And the one thing that we really are kind of zeroing in on at St. Margaret Mary is that your child or your children will remember us. They will remember us. Child or your children will be taught by certified teachers. We have small classes. Even the age 3 and 4 year olds go to computers, they go to art, they go to music, They have physical education.
Do you remember your first teacher?
I do. I remember mine.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't so long ago.
Matt,
in your case,
you remember? Did you ever have a teacher?
No.
My first teacher told me that my name was Frederick, not Fred. And I was supposed to always go by that, Frederick, not Fred. And she also told me that children are little people. They are children. They are not kids. Kids are little goats. And now this goes back longer than I'd like to remember.
You
I still
remember
always
that.
Remember, Miss Steinfeld, your name is Frederick, not Fred. And little goats.
See what an impression. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Peggy, remember it. For you, Peggy, that's got to be a task, too, because you're such a role model for the young people at the school and out wherever you are. So that's really something you have to be conscious of on a regular basis, don't you?
Well, you know, I learn so much from the staff. Hopefully they're learning something from me. But I learn so much from the staff and the children and the parents. There's not a day that goes by that I don't.
That's nice of you to say, yes.
Very nice.
And you do have a wonderful staff over there. You've got an open house coming along, do you not, Sue?
We do. We have an open house that's the 20th of this month. And that's a Sunday, and it goes from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. All are invited.
Mm.
And
very
we're going
good.
To have an art fair during the open house and also a science fair that is just... Mm-hmm. The art fair is phenomenal, just phenomenal.
Well, that's great.
Is this something that people would be coming to then if they're planning to send their children to school or anyone should be encouraged to come? How do you like to present that?
Both.
Okay.
You know, we're part of the community, and it would really be nice if just community members want to stop by and see what the educational system or this educational building is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone is welcome.
And you're in Chicago, which has got a lot of communities, but you're very fortunate to have your community where it is.
Yes, yes. We're located at 7318 North Oakley. Our telephone number is 773-764-0641. That's 773-764-0641.
And you have a website as well, correct?
Yes, we do. That's www.smmschool.com, all one word.
Very good. We had a nice discussion last week. Have you come up with a better answer on that challenge I gave you?
You know, it's still a challenge.
You'll never beat it.
I guess not. You're right, I won't.
But if you do, I'll be glad to. We'll take you out to dinner and whatever, you know. So, but I don't have to worry. Nobody
can
beat it.
I was thinking of a 4 or 5 star restaurant.
Pick out the best one and say, gee, I wish I had been able to go there, you know. That's good.
That's great.
Well, you have a good day, and thank you so much for calling.
Well, I have another question.
Well, Chris has got another question.
All right, Chris.
She's going to sign me up in the fall.
There you go.
Send him back to elementary school. You're going to be hosting a camp around the world this summer, correct? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we are. It's for children who are currently either 4 to 8 years of age. And right now, as we speak, at this very moment, we only have a very, very few spaces left.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
So people better call,
the cost is approximately $5 an hour, and it goes for 5 hours each day for 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone is interested, this is truly, it's the first time we're doing this. It's rather unique. We have two teachers that will be coordinating and running this program that are phenomenal. These teachers are great. They are our current pre-kindergarten teacher and our kindergarten teacher. They will be organizing and facilitating the program. So if you have any questions, it'll go from June 18th through and including August the 3rd, from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock. But as I indicated, there are only a very few spaces currently left.
So people better call today or tomorrow if they want to have a chance.
If they want some information, once again, that phone number is 773-764-0641.
And then you want to encourage, obviously, people again to go to your open house, spring open house, on Sunday, May 20th, between 11 and 1.
Yes.
And 7318 North Oakley, just to let people know a little bit, the cross streets there, it's just about a block west of Ridge, correct? And
yes.
About two blocks north of Toohey?
Right, that's about right. It's mm-hmm. about one block. I want to go with Western. It's about one block east of Western
mm-hmm.
and about one block west north of Toohey.
Okay.
About one block north of Toohey, give or take, and about a block east of Western.
So that's the parish of St. Margaret Mary.
That's
because
correct.
In Chicago, just like in New Orleans, they talk about parishes so much. And
yeah,
you know, you identify neighborhoods not only by a name like Westridge, but the parish.
A parish you're from.
Uh-huh. Now, that's Westridge, right?
That is Westridge, yeah.
So she's right in the middle of...
Right in the middle of Westridge.
We feel the best community in the city at this point.
Exactly.
When are you going to run for mayor?
Mayor, I don't know. We'll see one of these days.
We'll encourage you to do that, right, Peggy?
There you go.
Listen, thank you so much for calling in, and please feel that you can be a regular visitor with us on the air and just let us know how everything is going at the school. But we know that you're going to be off for the summer in terms of classes and starting up in the fall again for that.
Well, thank you again. I really do appreciate this. Truly is a gift of time, and I know how busy you are. So thank you. And Amy, it's always good to, I know I can't see you, but it's always good to hear your voice.
Oh, thanks. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye, Fred.
Goodbye now.
Bye-bye. That was Peggy Finnegan,
nice
principal of St. Margaret Mary School,
mm-hmm.
right in West Ridge. And folks, if you'd like to call in and talk to us this afternoon, the number here at the station is 708-493-1530. That's 708-493-1530. And if you do call in, there might be an opportunity to win a gift certificate for the Mirabel Restaurant and Lounge. Now, the Mirabel is offering fine German and American cuisine over the past, 40 years perhaps. Most of these restaurants that are independently owned have been around for years and years. They invite you to join them on Mother's Day, May 13th, for a delicious dinner. The Mirabel normally is closed on Sunday. One Sunday a year they open, and that's for Mother's Day, for their special Mother's Day menu. So if you call them, I'm sure that they can still accommodate you and your family at 773-463-1962. That's 773-463-1962. They're located at 3454 West Addison Street in Chicago. They have a party room available, gift certificates, of course, for other uses, and they have the best Wiener Schnitzel in the city of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly believe that's true. But their Mother's Day hours are between 12 noon and 8. Call for reservation, 773-463-1962, the Mirabel Restaurant and Lounge. And Chef Werner, his wife Anita, their son Jeffrey, and all the staff of the Mirabel will take good care of you. And if you do call in and talk to us, maybe offer some interesting facts about the neighborhood you live in, we'll offer you a gift certificate for the Mirabel.
Very good. We have on the line Pat.
And how are you?
Hello, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Well, you're looking well today.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Pat. We have Amy Zander with us.
You know Amy?
Today.
Yes, I do. And
yes,
they
do
a wonderful job there. Great job. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Great, great.
Good. And, of course, Pat, you are assistant to Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas.
Yes, for Ethnic Affairs and Ethnic Media.
Ethnic Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's going on, Pat?
Well, this month is Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. There's some wonderful, wonderful Asian things going on. And also, I'd like to mention, of course, in your area up there in Rogers Park, you have so many different Asian groups. It's just a perfect area. And I'd like to also say, so many of these groups take such good care of their own people. Right there in Rogers Park, you have the Metropolitan Center up on Western Avenue near Howard. And they take care of the seniors, and everybody is welcome to come there for the senior luncheon every day. It's a beautiful, delicious vegetarian lunch.
Is that Westridge?
No, that's on Weston and Howard.
That would be Westridge, yeah.
Yeah.
Westridge.
That's our neighborhood.
Right. And then, of course, you have the Indo Center at 6328 California, and they have all kinds of services there for the Pakistan, Indian, and the Bangladesh and the different communities. And then you have the not in Rogers Park, but up on Clark Street, we have the Center for the Japanese, which they do have many services for their community. And also over in Irving Park, the Philippine Center serves their community. So I have to really commend the Asian communities. They all have centers to help their own people. And everybody else is welcome to come as well. And I mentioned in this month we have a lot of wonderful events, and all these events I'm going to tell you about are absolutely free. So The first one would be, for example, the Philippine Center over on Irving Park. They have a wonderful Philippine festival. There's music and arts and dancing and food, and it's absolutely free. And that's Saturday, May 13th. And then on Friday the 19th, the Filipinos also have an event up at Edgebrook Library at 5331 Devon in your area, too.
Yeah, not far at all.
Yes, yes. I was there last year. It was a very, very good event. And then they have, the Japanese have an event on Thursday, May 24th, and it's called the Giving Circle Awards Ceremony. It's at the Japanese Center at 4427 Clark Street. And that's another lovely event.
That's
and
not far either, is
no,
it?
No, that's not far either.
These are all right close by.
Yeah, really. And then there's the, I could go on and on, but anyway, for example, at the Japanese Center, they have a wonderful anniversary event, and that it shows the resettlement of the Japanese after the Second World War. And then also at the Public Library, Budlong Woods up on Lincoln Avenue, they have a Korean exhibit. And I forgot to mention, too, the Koreans have a couple centers serving their people, especially the elderly. It's a very, very united community. And then there's, on May 11th, there's the Tibetan Center up in Evanston. And that's a wonderful center to share the different aspects of the Tibetan culture. And on the 11th to the 13th, they have two renowned Tibetan artists coming in and to demonstrate the Tibetan art.
That's terrific.
Yeah. And
what,
then...
What's the big one, though, that's coming up on Western Avenue? When is that again?
The festival, the big festival that I'm talking... The one... I know on Western Avenue, there's...
Western and Howard, you were mentioning?
Oh, I mentioned... No, it's not... It's the center. It's called the Metropolitan Asian Center.
Ah. Okay.
And they serve the elderly. Not only their own... Not only the, you know, Indian and Pakistan and so forth, but they serve the Bosnian, the Russian, and other communities as well. They're very open to helping everybody. But a major event that's really wonderful, on May 21st to May 25th, in the Daily Plaza, they're having a big Asian festival. They've had this every year for many years, and it's wonderful. There's absolutely no charge, and they have entertainment all day long, and you can buy food from the different vendors, and it's a beautiful event and sharing of all the cultures. And what's so wonderful about it is each year a different Asian group runs it. Like this year, it's the Pakistan. Another year might be the Indonesians or the Chinese. But they bring all the groups together, and there's one particular group that had it that year. So like I say, it's a wonderful month, a lot of things going on, so... And she serves seniors, and they also have a school where they teach new immigrants to be chefs, not only in Chinese restaurants, they're in the John Hancock restaurant and some of the best restaurants in Chicago. So it's a training center to have good chefs, and they teach the young people skills. And it's another wonderful center. So like I say, the Asian communities do a lot for their own people and always welcome other people as well.
Real good. You going to go to all these?
I will probably go to a few. I've been to the one at Daily Plaza. That's a great event.
Is there a number that somebody can call to get more information or more specifics? They might have missed it on the radio.
Okay. The one at the Daily Center, they can call 630-430-6418.
Okay.
Give us that one more time, Pat.
630-430-6418.
All right. Are there any other numbers they should call?
Well, let me see. Okay. The Japanese Center up on Clark Street, which has wonderful events, and they have wonderful cultural events. Their number is 773-275-0097.
Mm-hmm. And do you have the one for West Ridge up at Howard and Western, the one you had mentioned?
I don't have that number.
But, you know, people can access these things.
I would
things
know that's
through.
The one number I don't have.
That's okay, because I'm sure
they
Amy
call
has
me.
It.
They can always call me.
Amy is here. She knows.
They can call me.
So, like I said, I encourage people to go there. They love to have people come in and visit there. And at noon every day, they make this beautiful lunch. It's vegetarian, delicious vegetarian food. And everybody's welcome. And the lunch is like $1 or $2, something like that.
That's great.
And okay, well. You know,
I have the number for the Tibetan Center.
Yep.
And that
ahead.
Number is 773-319-2302.
Very good.
Uh-huh. Thank you so
Pat,
much.
Pat, you're a wealth of information.
Oh, thank
honestly,
you very much. It's my
you're
privilege.
A lot of fun, and I hope to see you soon.
I hope so, too.
You know?
And keep up your good work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And say hello to the treasurer for us.
I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Pat. That was Pat Mahowski, who works for Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer.
Do you want people to call into the chamber?
Definitely. They can call me if they have any questions. We are actually involved with a lot of the Asian Heritage Month events as well. But they can call me if they have any questions. Our number is 773-743-6022. Most of our events are on our website, so they can check that out, westridgechamber.org.
And what's the number again?
773-743-6022. Yes.
And the chamber website again is?
It's westridgechamber.org.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. And they can talk to Amy, and she'll help them out with different locations and events that are going on or access the website.
Find them a house.
Yeah, definitely. We can do that, too. We have lots of real estate in the neighborhood.
Maybe a bungalow.
Beautiful bungalow.
Bungalow.
Well, that's great.
It's to be able to appreciate anything, you have to have good vision. And we know a fellow who can help all of us anytime we need to have an eye checkup or new glasses, Birch Optical, celebrating their 69th anniversary as a family-owned business, another family-owned business, which, you know, this is one of the things that makes Chicago so great, are all of the independent family businesses that have been around and supported by the people, and otherwise they wouldn't be here. Birch Optical is located at 5493 Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. That's Gladstone Park. Their phone number is 773-775-3300. Paul Birch and Ken Schmalzer own and operate Birch Optical and will be able to help you with setting up an appointment for an eye exam. Professional certified opticians, of course, are on staff. They have quality eyewear in all shapes and sizes, including contact lenses and sport glasses, any type of accessories you need. They honor most major insurance plans, so do give them a call. Mention that you heard them on our program, and you'll receive $25 off on a complete set of eyewear. Birch Optical, phone number 773-775-3300, located at 5493 Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago, Gladstone Park. Nelson Funeral Homes, another family-owned and operated business since 1929, has two convenient home-like comfortable locations, one at 820 Talcott Road in Park Ridge and another in Andersonville at 5149 North Ashland Avenue. If you visit their website, you'll be able to see pictures of their facilities and find out more information in detail. NelsonFunerals.com. Call them for pre-need arrangement information at no obligation. And they invite you to do price comparisons with other funeral homes. They have pre-planning options for those who may need future public assistance, and for peace of mind, pricing options that will fit all financial situations. They offer traditional services, memorial celebrations, cremation options, and pre-planning. Nelson Funeral Homes, family owned and operated since 1929. Phone number is 847-823-5122. That's 847-823-5122.
Amy, do you wear glasses?
I do not.
No.
I'm one of the lucky people.
Wow. Contacts.
No, I have nothing. I'm really lucky.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, you must probably have eye exams, too.
I do. I do go to get them checked.
Very good to do, yeah, because you can have things brewing.
You never know, yeah, but so far, so good.
That's great.
Wonderful.
That's great.
Not too many people can say that.
Very good.
Exactly.
So
I think we're having another call come in.
Oh, maybe.
Possibly.
I don't know.
Somebody
Amy,
wants
you
to
have
win a gift certificate.
To talk about it?
Oh, I always have lots of stuff I could talk about if you would like me to. Just like to mention our golf outing that's coming up. It's our the Northwest Network Open. It's going to be on Thursday, August 16th at Maple Meadows Golf Course. Mm. We are doing it in conjunction with three other chambers of commerce, Portage Park, Gladstone Park, and Jefferson Park, along with Westridge. We're expecting at least 100 golfers out there. It's a great chance to network with other business people in the community.
Are you going
to
play?
I think I'm going to play this
year.
I played last time. So it's a great golf outing, lots of fun. We do a great, it's $135 a golfer for 18 holes. You get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, open bar. It's a great fun time and really a great way, whether you're a good golfer or just somebody who's, you know, trying it for the first time.
I used to play pretty good golf.
Yeah, it's a great time.
But I always made my money in the 19th hole. Where we
that always
gin.
Works, too. That's
yeah,
good.
I used to play gin just for a few pennies.
That might be my favorite part, too, I think. So we're definitely inviting anyone out.
Are you a gin player, too?
Not gin, more poker, but not so much gin.
Gee, maybe you could teach me how to play poker.
We could switch. So we're encouraging people to come to that.
Yeah, and I noticed something, too, that you are now accepting credit cards. So if
we
people call in, they can use their credit card.
We are. People can pay with their credit or debit card if they'd like to. They can just give me a call at 773-743-6022 to reserve their space. It's filling up quickly, so sooner the better.
Do we have another call?
Yes, we do. I think
Let's
Paul Birch
him,
is calling in. Paul Birch, how are you today? Hello, Mr. Birch.
Hello.
Paul.
Hello there.
Hey, Fred, I was just calling to wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Hey, you know, a lot of people call me that through the year. They should send me a gift.
Yeah, well, you know, I would send you a card, but I couldn't find one appropriate enough. Anytime I hear my name mentioned on the radio, I feel I have to call in.
Well, just don't kiss me in public, that's all.
Alrighty.
Paul, we have a young lady here who has not had to wear glasses yet, but we, of course, all talked about the fact that she needs to get eye exams just the same to make sure everything stays good, right?
That's correct. You're going to make sure you have perfect eye health.
Right. Definitely.
And that's very unusual.
A pair of sunglasses with the ultraviolet protection.
I always have my sunglasses.
Hey.
Maybe that's why my eyes are good.
Oh, maybe.
I
that
always
could
wear
be
them.
True. Paul, how many people out there do you run into, or maybe you wouldn't because you run a shop that sells eyeglasses, how many people really don't need glasses during the course of their lives? Probably very few, huh?
Very few. Eventually, someone's going to have to wear eyeglasses.
Do you wear glasses?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. And or contact.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Speak a little more directly in the phone, Paul. We're losing you a little bit here.
Sorry.
Okay.
No problem.
Now, you were going to tell us a little bit about sunglasses, and I know you're going to be on with us in the future real soon to talk about eye health, and but you just do want to encourage people now that the summer sun is getting hotter to get those ultraviolet lenses, right?
That's correct. You need to get a nice pair of sunglasses that have the ultraviolet A and B protection in there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I know you were talking about the golf outing, and it's always nice to have a pair of golfers' sunglasses. We usually make them a reddish-brown color.
Oh.
Helps you read the roll of the green a little nicer.
Really?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And do you make them also so they don't slip off your face while you're golfing? Or?
Yeah, we can screw them onto the back of the head.
Can you make them so you can add 20 feet more onto your golf shot?
You know, if I had everything that they say will take a stroke off my game, I should be a scratch golfer by now.
I like the kind of glasses that make me farsighted. That way it looks like the ball went farther.
That's right.
But that's interesting. So they actually do color them different for golf purposes, huh?
Yes, we can.
Very good.
I just wanted to call and wish you guys a happy Mother's Day.
Hey, Paul, thanks for the thought. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care
now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
So, Amy, we got back to golf. You're going to play this.
I'm going to play. I'm not very good.
Do you play poker?
I play poker occasionally. Not particularly great at either, but this sounds working on it.
Me neither.
Yeah. Don't need to be the best at everything.
My dad used to tell me, don't beat them bad, you just beat them.
Exactly.
How many people do you anticipate having at the golf outing?
We're hoping to have over 100 golfers this year.
Oh, wow.
This outing's been going on for quite a while. This is the first year that Westridge has actually kind of connected up with these other chambers. They've been doing this outing for quite a few years now.
What course are they going to?
It's at Maple Meadows Golf Course, which is in Wooddale, Illinois, out Irving Park, just west of the express O'Hare Airport.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, not too far away.
$135.
You get 18 holes of golf, a cart, a goodie bag, breakfast, lunch, dinner, open bar with dinner. It's going to be a great time.
And a prize.
And there will be lots of prizes. We are giving out prizes.
Oh, yeah. Every golf outing.
Got to have prizes.
Everybody ends up with a prize somehow.
Oh, yeah.
What was the date on this again?
This is on Thursday, August 16th.
Okay, so they have a little time yet.
Yeah,
they, do
they have some time, and it's 10 a.m. shotgun start.
Mm-hmm.
So any kind of golfer is welcome to come.
Right, but then in the meantime, we don't want people to forget about the softball game.
Yeah, and softball game is Monday, June 25th at Dillon Stadium. It's gates open at 5 o'clock. It's a $2 donation to our community events for adults, a dollar for kids 10 and up, and it's going to be lots of fun for the whole family.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And, of course, they
and that's a donation.
That's a donation, yeah.
I've never figured out the difference between donation and paying for it.
Well, got to call it a donation.
Years ago, I went down to a Cubs game and, trying to find a place to park. Well, there was a monastery type of thing. There was a halfway house by some nuns.
Mm-hmm.
And they let people park in there. So I pulled in and I said, how much? Well, we can't accept that way. I said, oh, well, what's the going rate? She said,
The donation
today. It's been around $4.
I said, okay. That's how they get you. It's a donation.
She could have just easily written me a stub and said, hey, it's $4.
It must have something to do with tax purposes.
Yeah, that's what's not for profits. Use the donation.
And then, of course, this Friday evening, we talked about the Indo-American Center in Westridge is hosting the University of Illinois students, and that's at 6:30.
That's at 6:30.
At 6328 North California. Once again, Amy, give us your phone number.
It's 773-743-6022.
Or it's westridgechamber.org.
Yes.
And Ken, thank you enough for being
here. Thank you so much for having me on. It's very fun.
Beautiful lady. Knows what she's doing. It's a lot of fun to sit and talk to.
Well, great. Thank you.
You have a good day. So, and I think that's about it for the week. So you all have a safe, good week. We'll talk to you later. Have fun.
I love it. That's your bottom dollar you lose.